Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. I think it's fair to say that everyone has someone in their life that you run into them, you see them at, you know, maybe a kid's game, somewhere at work, and you say, hey, we should really get together. We should do this. Let's plan something. But you know 100% that they will never reach out to you to actually follow through. So the question becomes, why do we allow that interest in sales and our process to be any different than thinking it's just interest, it's nice conversation, it's not really a prospect? In this episode, Reality versus Interest, we dive into that exact topic. So without further ado, here we go. Symptoms. Cody knew that the firm he represented was considered the best in class by the other major players in the market. As far as technical competency, customer service, and the ability to deliver more than clients expected, Cody's firm always scored extremely high. With that ace to play whenever he needed to, he was sure that this new position as a business development specialist would soon prove to be the road to riches. After his first 90 days, Cody and his manager met to review his progress, and the picture was not pretty. Feeling the pressure to turn his fortune around quickly, he only felt more confused since so many of the people he had met with had openly said they were interested in his offerings. Why wasn't it working when all the stars seemed to be aligned? Diagnosis. Cody had fallen quickly into the trap that derails many business development efforts, believing that everyone that showed interest was actually a real prospect. The system and disciplines that should have allowed Cody to truly qualify, or more accurately, disqualify an opportunity. The best-in-class deliverables that everyone said they were looking for lost value when actual budgets, pre-existing relationships, willingness to commit adequate resources, and unrealistic timeframes came out of the shadows. Excitement and reality aren't often compatible, and Cody was finding that out the hard way. Prescription. Fortunately, Cody learned quickly to stop believing that interest is a qualifier. Putting together proposals is too expensive an exercise to be wasted on suspects that don't truly qualify for your hard work. You will rarely lose an opportunity because you are too qualified, but you rarely win when a suspect wants to sell your services for low ball budgets or require you to deliver 10 weeks of work in 8, plus start in less than 24 hours. The reasons why you might not do business are often more important than the reasons that make an opportunity appear like a no-brainer. Cody figured out that controlling his emotional need to be the automatic winner would give him the freedom to ask the tough questions that would allow a suspect to turn themselves into a real prospect. Commit to dealing with the why not issues before all the excitement of the no-brainers send you on an expensive, wild goose chase. Critical thinking. Just because you believe it doesn't mean they will too. Please share a situation where you either kept yourself off the bus by seeing reality versus interest, or maybe you went for a ride, and that's okay too, as long as you knew how to get off. The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today we have one from Jack Dorsey, co-founder of Twitter. Make every detail perfect and limit the number of details to perfect. Now, of course, your top three goals. How'd you do last week? Did you accomplish everything you set out to do? Are we still working on it? Where can we help you? This week, what are your top three goals, personal and/or professional, and the plan you have to accomplish them? Using Growth Dynamics tactics is always a plus. So make sure to get those Monday morning manager responses into us. You will get a response. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.